Good morning, Success Academy, or afternoon or evening, based on whatever part of the world that you are tuning in here today live, or if you're listening back to this recording in replay, you will own all of these sessions for lifetime access. So whatever time of day or season you're catching this recording in, I'm just sending from my heart to yours a very warm welcome and a very excited welcome for the journey that is in store for you over the next 8 weeks and beyond, as we go through this powerful, powerful process, experience, training, insights, growth, change called Success Academy. I'm your coach, Tiffany Peterson, and I'm so looking forward to this journey. It starts to feel like over the weekend, and this morning it feels a little bit like the vibe and the energy of Christmas Eve, right? That anticipation and that excitement of, ooh, this new beginning. And so as we welcome October, today is October 4th, 2021, as we kick off this live version. We're just rounding the corner on the last 90 days of 2021, and I have a soft spot in my heart for all things fall, all things autumn. Right here in the Northern Hemisphere, we are moving into fall and autumn, and the leaves are in bright, beautiful color. I just got back from a run this morning, and seeing all the different flowers and the trees changing colors here in Salt Lake City where I'm based, and just the vibe in the air, and I've gotten out the booties and the cute, you know, sweaters and all those fun things as we're changing seasons. Some of you might be in the Southern Hemisphere, right? You're moving more into spring, but wherever you're at on the planet, it's a new beginning, and it's a new change and a new season. And so I just invite you, I just want to plant this thought and this seed right out of the gate is, what do you want to create? What do you want to plant, nourish, and manifest in this new season? I do love to set goals. On week two, we're doing a deep dive into visioning, vision boards, goal setting, goal achievement, how to get into alignment to manifest what you desire. That's on tap for next week's session. But I just want to plant the seed right out of the gate is, what do you want to create or see come to fruition? What habits do you want to improve, and what success milestones do you want to see for yourself, your home, your business, your sales, your relationships, your health or wellness, and just dropping into some of that intentional creation, right, an intention setting of this new season in your life. But this is how I personally set my goals, is every 90 days, right, that quarterly focus of really diving into personally and professionally the things that I want to create in that time and in that season. So a warm welcome from me to you, friends, wherever you might be. We have an incredible group that has come together from literally around the world, all over the place, that you get the opportunity to be part of an intimate, incredible network of great people. Now, as we get started here this morning, I am going to invite you to go ahead and eliminate any distractions that may want to creep into your space. So that might mean if you're on social media right now, or that's up in the backdrop, let's log out of that. Let's close that out. If your email's up, same thing. We don't need to be dinged all session long. Go ahead and close that out and allow yourself to just drop into and allow yourself to receive. And on week three, when we talk about time management and time blocking, how can I be more effective, more productive? How do I get more out of my time and get more done and really be more present? It starts with, I think, half the battle with time is managing or eliminating distractions. And so allow yourself, if you, I know some of you might be on the go and driving, that's just fine. But if you have the capacity to give yourself the space to sit down with your journal, your course workbook, grab your water, your tea, your coffee, your favorite beverage, and just really let yourself soak in, right, that you allow yourself the opportunity to receive here today as we get started. I'm going to cover just a few things in terms of some housekeeping items to set you up to win in this course and to set you up for this week and for the weeks to come. So we'll touch on that in here for just a few moments. And then this week, we're really going to do some rich creation of some solid self-care habits and honoring yourself and pulling yourself into alignment. I spoke at an incredible conference over the weekend in Las Vegas, and we were talking in detail about this conversation around energy. That everything is energy. Write this for me in your notes. Everything is energy. And then I want you to write down, and energy is everything. And so the power of fueling up your goals, whatever your goals may be, we have a great, beautiful variety. It's like we have a gorgeous charcuterie board. I love a good charcuterie board, and autumn's my favorite time to create that. where there's all the sweet and the savory on a beautiful board. Well, that's like, in essence, the amazing humans in this group, that you're from all kinds of industries and backgrounds and goals, and but you have this thing in common where you're all saying, yes, I want to grow. I want to be healthier and happier. I want to be more effective. I want to execute. I want to create. I want to rank advance or get promoted or produce or publish this new thing that's in your life. And so as you, you know, again, drop into that, we go, okay, this incredible group that's come together, you allow yourself, you know, to receive that. But all of you, regardless of your differences and your different flavors and varieties, you all will need energy to achieve your goals, hands down. And that's one of the questions I love to ask, is sometimes people will say to me, Tiff, I have these, you know, million-dollar dreams. And they have like big things, big dreams, big goals. And then sometimes they have this gap between having million-dollar dreams, and what I love to say sometimes stings a little bit, but it's that truth moment to say, and $10 self-care, right? And so we're going to be moving into some alignment work this morning and in the session we're in today, and getting you established with three specific habits that you'll begin today and that you'll start implementing over the next 8 weeks. Now, for some of you, this won't be new. It won't be new because you've been living it already. Literally, some of you are Success Academy grads or Rise Mastermind grads, and we've worked together, and you've heard about some of these things, but we're going to recommit or expand to a new level. For some of you, it will be brand new, or at least a fresh reminder of some of those habits that we're going to be talking about today. But I'm going to set you up with three specific habits that we start today and carry into this week and into the weeks to come that will support you. So I'm still looking forward to where we're going today. But if you would, you should have a course workbook. Some of you literally just joined in the last 24 hours. That's just fine. And we will have a handful of people trickle in this week. My sales team is still doing a few consults, and we'll have individuals that were just with me in this seminar last weekend, and I was with another group on Friday and a different one Thursday. So that's totally normal, right, as people join in week one as we get started and just simply, again, establishing some of these habits in this template. But if you just got joined, you have a Success Academy workbook in the email that went out to you this morning. Also, it went out to you yesterday, Sunday, and we'll send it again today in our recording. And so you will have a recording sent to you within about the hour, 2 hours post our live session. It'll also have the access to your members-only website to set up your unique password and your login for that. But we'll include, again, the workbook and some of your follow-up assignments. But your Success Academy workbook, even if you haven't yet printed it off, I invite you to have it pulled up perhaps on your desktop, your laptop that's behind you. And I want you to, so page 2, right out of the gate, right? Page 2 is just a nice little welcome. But I want you to go to page 3. And at the top of page 3, it says Guidelines for Optimal Growth. Now, one housekeeping item is I am going to ask that you print off this workbook to support you. Absolutely, you want this in hands-on. You're going to own this workbook for life, so you don't have to worry about keeping it nice and pristine. I want you to write all over and through this thing, and then you can print a fresh copy if you'd like that you don't touch and write in, right? I know some of your different personality styles are like, I don't want to mess up the pretty, right? I get it. But I do want you to print this off, and my recommendation is that you print it off. If you print it at home, that's just fine, and then 3-hole punch it, and then get yourself a 3-ring binder. Or you can send it to your local copy shop, have them print it on 3-hole punch paper, which is what I've personally done. Or you can have them bind it for you, you know, that spiral binding. But either way, I'm going to invite you to print a physical copy that you can have in front of you at all times that you can take active notes as we expand on concepts. Now, to be clear out of the gate, this workbook is packed full of so many rich gems. And we may not touch on every single one of them as we go through these 8 weeks. We are definitely going to hit every core 8 modules and concepts. But in terms of detail, there's more richness in here for you than we would ever possibly have time to go through in the 8 weeks in terms of exactness. But you do want to print off this workbook. Secondly, you need a copy of the book, The Success Principles by Jack Canfield. I sometimes call it the Success Bible. I'm a certified master facilitator with Jack Canfield's work. He and I have now partnered and done lots of events together, and I've actually been then his sales coach and mentor for his team. So what was so fun is back in 2009 and 10, I went through his year-long Train the Trainer program, and it was quite an investment of time and dollars and resources, but it was like an MBA for trainers and facilitators. And then funny enough is within about a year almost, about a year later, he hired me for sales and sales support and team. And I'm definitely like three times over made back what I did best in his coaching. So it's not fun. But the point is, I've spent a lot of time with this gentleman. I've been personally mentored by him, been through his formal training, and we are going to use that because I think he really, in the book, The Success Principles, he's got an all-inclusive concept happening there. And we're going to pull some and read from some of those chapters to support you in the learning as we go through that. Second book, I strongly encourage, is that you get a copy of the book, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. The Big Leap, like Leap of Faith, L-E-A-P, Gay, G-A-Y, Hendricks is the author. It's one of the best personal growth books I've ever read. My private coaching clients have to read it. There's no way I'll coach them privately unless they've read that material. And I'm going to show up and treat every single one of you. You are my client. You are in the space. So I strongly encourage you to get that book or get it on Audible if you prefer more to listen. But why I'm so passionate about that work that I want you reading alongside, you can incorporate in your morning ritual or the evening or on your weekend time, is what The Big Leap is helping you realize is we're conditioning you to receive. Write that for me in your notes. I am being conditioned or conditioning myself to receive. It's just like if I was going to run a marathon, which I'm not, to be clear, but if I was, I'd be hiring a running coach and someone that conditions my body to be able to receive and complete something of that magnitude, because I've never run a marathon, right? Maybe I will at some point in my life, but I'm not doing that today. The same thing is for you when you say, Tiff, I want to double my sales. I help a lot of people do that in 60 days or less in the length of this program. Or they're saying, I want to grow my team, or I want to launch a business, or write a book, or I want to start a course, or I want to lose weight, or I want to be healthier or happier in my life and in relationships. People have achieved all kinds of things while they go through Success Academy and, again, beyond. But we get them into alignment with this work. Well, a lot of that is your capacity to receive, my love. For a lot of you, that's one of the key things we're going to work on. It's that you know how to give. You know how to plant the seeds, and you're showing up. But it's allowing yourself to receive. Well, what The Big Leap helps you understand is we're going to condition you and help you be more aware of your self-sabotaging behaviors. Because many of you are unplugging your own lamp at times, right? Can I get an amen on a Monday, right? And it's like, ooh, gosh, Tiff, that stings just a little. And I do it. This is why I'm aware in my own work at times when I self-sabotage, you know, things. We want to help you have capacity because right now you're currently at your comfort zone. And everything you want is outside your comfort zone. And so it's about conditioning you to attract the love or infuse the relationship or manifest the promotion or help you attract the builders or the clients or the sales. You see what I'm saying is we're conditioning you to receive. And so The Big Leap, I strongly encourage you to do that. A few last housekeeping items is we have a private Facebook group. I know some of you have joined that. About half of you as of this morning have not joined that group. So if you haven't yet joined the private Facebook group, please do so. Do that by the end of today. Don't log off and go, or I mean, don't go log on right now and do that. I want you staying present. But you want to join the Success Academy group. I will link it also in your assignment email today. So you just do a direct link, or you can search it as Success Academy Autumn 2021. And that's what's this live group right now that will be active. Now, when you join that Facebook group, please say hello there. I invite you to drop a photo of yourself or a picture of you and your family or your favorite pup, whatever your situation is that you want to share, but a photo of yourself and introduce yourself in the group and say where you're from, what you're up to, and share with us in your share two goals that you want to achieve in the next 60 to 90 days, right? So we get to know you just a little bit. We will have a Zoom meet and greet welcome session this Thursday, so make sure you have that in your calendar as well. This Thursday, October 7th, we'll start also at the same time, but we'll be on for 90 minutes versus 1 hour. So if you want to make note of that, we'll be on at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard, which is 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 Central, 12 noon Mountain, and whatever other time zone you might need to coordinate off of that. But we'll get to know you there as well. But make sure you join the Facebook group, send a welcome post so we get to know you and get a vibe of different people that are in the group. That's just a fun little touch to do as well. And then again, schedule in your calendar on Thursday the 7th. We are also meeting every Monday and Wednesday over the next 8 weeks at the same time, the same place. Every session day, you will get a new email with the webcast link if you prefer to join via webcast. Often we have international clients, and that's better for them to have the webcast link versus the dial-in in terms of cost savings and things like that. So that's up to you if you want to dial in on phone or join us on webcast. We'll be on the same platform Monday and Wednesdays. Now, go ahead and block me in your calendar. Block out Success Academy for those sessions. Even though I'm aware some of those weeks you might be traveling and you might have a doctor's appointment or a meeting you just can't miss or something come up, I'm aware you may not be able to join every live session. I'm going to invite you to prioritize those as much as possible, but even by putting them in your calendar, it will remind you to listen to the recording. You'll see it pop up. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep, and that way you can stay as much as possible in the flow as we're moving through these 8 weeks. I think that's it. Oh, no. One last thing with housekeeping items is if you want an accountability partner as you go through the course. Now, this is optional, but this is another way that we maximize growth, maximize support, is if you want to raise your hand and say, yeah, I'd like an accountability partner, you'll simply email Heather in the next 24, 48 hours, let her know that. Do that today if you're clear you want to do that. But let her know you'd like an accountability partner. And then at random, Heather and my team will just partner you with a new person that's also in this live active group in this session. And you get to know someone new. Sometimes you become each other's clients and order from each other or become dear friends. But at least another connection is there and that you help support one another. The intention is support. And that if you want to text or use Voxer or Marco Polo or email, but that you check in, whether it's once a day or two or three times a week or once a week, that you have a check-in with one another about how you're doing with the habits that we're working on and the assignments as well as the goals that are up for you. I do encourage you to take advantage of that. So let me just go over on page 3, the guidelines for optimal growth. Those are some housekeeping items, again, for you to join the Facebook group, to get the book, The Success Principles, the book, The Big Leap. Let Heather know if you want an accountability partner. Block off the sessions in your calendar. Block off our Zoom meet and greet for this Thursday. We'd love to have you there. Now, that's not mandatory, of course. None of this is mandatory. It's all a choice. I just invite you to show up and play full out. So number one, though, in terms of giving you some framework to say, how do I get the most out of this process in the program? How do I see a return to my investment financially, emotionally, energetically? Number one is I invite you to make a conscious choice to be open, right? Choose it. Literally choose it, claim it. I choose to be open and teachable to new ideas, concepts, and learning. Sometimes we can even hear an idea that we know and go, oh, I already know that. Right? Every time my brain says that to me, I go, wait, but be open, brain. Right? It's just like how every human on the planet could teach you something. Even if sometimes what they teach you is like, whoa, that is not how I want to do life. Right? But if we're open, we can always be learning. But I'm here to help stretch and push you. I'm in coach mode in this space. And so that comes sometimes with a little push. Sometimes that might be a little bit of a stretch. Never, of course, to do anything that's outside your value system or outside or go against what your intuition says. But I invite you to make a choice to be open and teachable so you experience that growth. Number two is to play full out. Like anything in life, you get out of it what you put into it. But I invite you to play full out. What that looks like is attend all the calls live, if possible. And if not, which again, I get being human and scheduled, but that you listen to the recording within 24 hours. That will significantly help you, right? Now, if again, you're on a run, you're on a walk, you're making dinner and you're listening, that's entirely up to you, but I invite you to attend the calls live or listen to those recordings within 24 hours. Number four, to complete your weekly homework assignments, you'll need about 3 hours a week dedicated to your course assignments. Now, whether you do 20 minutes a day or 3 hours on a Friday morning or some time, and if you want to do more than that, great. This isn't going to be busy work, but it's going to be either concepts that support what we're learning and or the application. More often, it's going to be application of the concept that we're learning. So you're seeing it get implemented. So we don't just have head knowledge, we have implementation, right? Because here's the thing, my loves, great coaching doesn't actually change your life. And you might be like, Tiff, wait, now it influences you for sure. And it's why, I mean, for some of you like me, you're a book junkie. I'm looking at my bookshelf right now in my home office and all kinds of personal growth, spiritual growth, business books, relationships, health, mindset work is all over my bookshelf, on my nightstands in my bedroom, my Audible account, podcasting, you know, you name it. I mean, I assume some of you can relate to that. Like me, I love good content and I love good coaching. I love myself. I regularly am working as a coach myself or in my own mastermind, going out to live events because I regularly love to nourish myself. It's a good thing to influence, of course. Yet what actually changes your life, my friends, are the actions you take. Are the actions you take. Perhaps you even write a statement, I am willing to apply what I am learning. I'm willing to take imperfect action, which is one of my favorite questions to ask myself and you. It's actually my very first podcast session that we let out with in October 1st, 2019. We just crossed my two-year mark with my show. The show this summer hit the top 1% of all global podcasts around the world. And you know what my very first show is called? The Power of Imperfect Action. You'll hear me talk about in just a moment my three core coaching philosophies, and I'm never going to expect you to be perfect as my coaching client. I am going to ask that you're committed, and committed not to Tiffany, you're committed to yourself. You're committed to your growth and the goal. I'm just here to give you guidance and support, like a feast of support, and you get to choose whether you nibble from this table or you go all in and feast. That will be entirely up to you. But I am asking that you're going to need, again, some time to implement and take action on the habits and on the concepts that you're learning. Number five is you'll need about 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes to dedicate daily success habits. That's included in that 3 to maybe 4 hours a week. But we're going to talk about things like a morning ritual, right? The way you start your day shapes your day, perhaps an evening ritual, your joy list, you know, your mirror work. We're going to talk about a few key daily habits that are going to help support you to move the needle and increase the fuel and the energy that gets you to where you want to be. We'll talk about those today, but that's number five. Number six, again, I'm on page 3 in your workbook, your choice and willingness to expand your comfort zone to achieve the results that you desire. Right? I've already touched on that, so don't belabor that point, but just know that that is part of change. Comfort or growth, right? And it's not to say, I mean, growth is exciting, right? I don't know about you, but I love to do some gardening. Have a tiny little garden here in my home, and I love to watch the process of those little sprouts, and then they turn into tomatoes and zucchini and pumpkins and watermelon, and, you know, I just love that process of growth. Yet growth sometimes feels like a stretch, and you're like, ooh, I'm outside my comfort zone a little bit. But yeah, that's where the magic happens, love. The magic happens in that space. And finally, number seven, as I've touched on, to utilize and honor an accountability partnership for support that will serve and support you in a significant way. Do you feel confident you can commit to that? Not about perfection, but you're saying, yeah, I'm on board. Go ahead and sign and date that. Again, that's for yourself, for you as we move forward. So let's transition into, if you have any questions or anything at all, by all means, you can bring them to the Facebook group or, of course, to our Q&A session on Wednesday. I love those sessions. If at times you have to choose between being live on Monday or being live on Wednesday, I want either both. But Wednesdays where we're live with Q&A and where you'll be sharing or listening to other people share. Here's the magic of those Q&A sessions on Wednesdays. Oh, my goodness. What happens is, as humans, we're so much more similar than we are different. And the power of when you show up on those sessions, other people are going to ask questions you didn't even know to ask, but it's exactly what you needed to hear. Or you'll say, gosh, I didn't even think about that, but, man, I needed that for my team, for my marriage, and my health and my mindset or the fear I didn't even know I was working on that fear or that was up for me. Those sessions, again, will be live. You can bring that there. Now, if you have any technological questions, account questions, anything like that, you're always welcome to reach out to Heather, my right-hand, amazing Heather. You can reach her at heather@tiffanyspeaks.com. Heather and her team are phenomenal support. If you're saying, hey, I can't log in or I need support with this or this came up, whatnot, feel free to reach out to her. And then anything that you're working on growth-wise, you'll bring to me and you'll bring to our Facebook group or you'll bring to our live Q&A session. But let's go on to page number 4. I love, love, love touching on this. This in and of itself, if this is implemented for you, will be well worth your investment to be here in this one application. But I love to set this guideline for you right out of the gate on page 4 at the top. It says core coaching philosophy. I'm going to share with you 3, and I've touched on one of them already. But the first one is that, as I've mentioned, I'm not going to ask that you're perfect, right? I'm not perfect. No one I do life with is perfect. It's never about perfection for me. in any relationship. It's just not real. But it is about commitment, right? That you're in committed relationship with yourself and that you're committed to this process and this program. There might be a week that you're like, oh, man, I got in the funk or I got distracted or the kiddo was sick or I had something come up and I feel like I kind of got out of the sink and the flow. No worries. That's real life at times. And you'll just circle yourself back and that you'll say, oh, I'm going to recommit, right? Like a great thriving marriage or a great friendship is sometimes we get it wrong in a relationship or sometimes we're not as connected or there's stuff that's up. But what matters is the commitment and that we circle back, right? Same thing with my health and wellness goals. I don't get out and do all the things I wish I could do every single day, but I recommit regularly. So that's number one is that new mindset is for some of you, you're a perfectionist, right? And you're like, yeah, I get it, but I'm a recovering perfectionist, right? And it's choosing in to say it's not about perfect. Perfectionism actually steals our joy, and usually perfectionism is just a form of fear. It's dressed up fear. It's pretty fear. Right? That perfectionism where sometimes we get stuck in getting ready to get ready to get ready to get ready to change, to start the thing, to click publish, to ask for it, to go for it, whatnot, is we get stuck there in perfectionism. And the reality is it's not about perfect. It's going to be about commitment to yourself and your self-care, to the people you do life and relationship with, to your goals, to your creative projects. Is perfect? No. Committed? Yes. Number two, the secondary mindset and philosophy is moving from perfection, we now move into a progress mindset and practices as your measurement of success. I love, if you heard the podcast show that went live on Friday, October 1st, is called Your Harvest is Coming. And in I share with you this quote by Robert Stevenson. Write this down for me in your notes. This may even want to be on a 3x5 card in your space somewhere where it says this. Don't judge the day by the harvest you reap. Judge the day by the seeds that you plant. I'll say that one more time, Robert Stevenson. Don't judge the day by the harvest you reap. You may say measure, right? Don't measure the day by the harvest you reap. Yet rather judge the day or measure the day by the seeds that you plant. And that's about being, again, in progress. Progress, write this for me in your notes or in your workbook. Progress equals happiness. Underline it, glitter it, star it, sticker it, you name it, but put it in lights. Progress equals happiness. Like, I feel good this morning. Not because anything's, quote, perfect with my body, but I went on a great run. I got moving in the sunshine and this autumn day and started my day in red and prayer and meditation time. And it's like, ooh, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling in the flow. I'm intentionally creating my energy, right, that we're going to touch on here in deeper concept here today. But we're going to move into progress mindset, right? So it's not if I'm not going to get on a scale today. It's not about that. Nothing wrong with getting on a scale. But I'm measuring my day by my practices and the progress that I'm making, right? So for some of you today, that might be I'm going to reach out to 5 customers or potential customers or nourish 5 people in my network rather than the harvest of how many sales I made today. But I showed up today. I shared good content. I worked on my own growth. I contacted people, whatnot, but that's what I mean by that progress mindset, and we're focused on progress and practices, or in other words, effort or habits. We're focused on the seeds we're planting, the nourishing, the cultivating, versus focused so heavy on outcome. We do some good work with that next week on vision and goals as well. And finally, number three, this is a game changer mindset-wise, is that you move into a mindset where you observe, not judge. You get curious, curiosity, write that for me in your notes, with yourself, your habits, your tendencies, right, versus in judgment of yourself, like, oh, man, I always do this, or this thing came up, or that thing, or this thing, or, and especially for yourself, but also for others, is to simply observe, right, observation. Yeah, so at times as your coach, and I ask you to look at a habit or a pattern or this or that or what's coming up for you or where you're getting stuck. It's to observe it, not judge it, right? But those are the 3 core coaching philosophies that I love for you to have right out of the gate of how I operate in coach mode with you and what I'm asking for you mindset-wise to choose into while we're in growth mode together for yourself, okay? Beautiful, rich stuff. Let's go on to page 5 in your workbook. Page 5 at the top there It says confidence survey. We're just going to take a quick pulse at the beginning of this course. My favorite testimonial is, yes, many of you are going to write or share with me or share with our group at some point, oh, man, I got a great sale, or my income went up 10% this month, or 30%, or I rank advanced in my direct sales company, or I had this experience, or I've lost this amount of weight, or I published this book, or got this website created. And you're going to talk about outcomes that you're going to create. And it's so fun to celebrate. But those outcomes come as a result of you doing the alignment work. And my favorite thing to read, hear, or receive, or be part of with you at all times is, gosh, I like myself more than I ever have. My self-worth and self-confidence is in such a better place than it was when I started, right? And that we're doing that inner work where it's like, yes, we're raising your vibration. We're putting you into alignment, into flow, where there are all the things that you're saying, yes, I want to manifest, show up with so much more ease because it's magnetism. It's coming into you because of the actions and ways that you're showing up. But it's a great place to start is just take a quick pulse. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being high and feeling solid, 1 feeling low or you know, pretty low confidence, we're going to look at three areas. So if you don't have your workbook with you, write these down for me in your notes. The first area is your overall sense of self-esteem. Scale of 1 to 10, where would you rate that for yourself for today? That's maybe been in the last 7 days, last 2 weeks, but you're just your overall sense, and you just go with your gut number. There's no right or wrong to this. Scale of 1 to 10, jot that down, your overall sense of self-esteem. Number two is your confidence in the product or service that you're representing. If you have more than one thing, some of you are doing a side hustle while you're working full-time somewhere else, then I'd invite you to look at both areas, right? Both jobs or both businesses in that case. But your confidence level in your product or service. Some of you, that might be gut health products or essential oils or beauty products, things like that. Or you might be service-based like myself in coaching, you know, or content or organization or design or something of that nature, but your product or service. And then finally, number three, your confidence level with sales or selling as of today or in current time. Where would you rate that on a scale of 1 to 10? We're just taking a pulse to that so we can be conscious of it as we go through the course together, as we move forward. But confidence is everything, right? It's like the fingerprint. I love to say this if you want to write this down, that self-confidence is a choice and it's also a habit. Now, one thing I really like to discern right out of the gate is your self-worth is eternal. Your self-worth is always intact. You don't earn your worth. You don't hustle for it. You don't achieve for it or perform. You're already all worthy. That might be a unique concept to receive, but it's like, what? It's simply because you exist. I mean, do you realize your odds of being in a human body are like 1 in 400 trillion? You're already worthy. Now, what ebbs and flows all the time are your feelings and your self-confidence. That's all, you know, can be ebbing and flowing based on environments, interactions, conversations, you know, how you're feeling in your body, your sleep, your health, your wellness, your anxiety levels, all the ways that our emotions are influenced, right? And so as we're talking about some of these habits that we're going to study, we're going to look at, there's this quote by Tony Robbins where he says, success leaves clues. And we're going to be studying some success habits together and then implementing them beginning today as well as we go through the next 8 weeks together. But the reality of looking at that, we're saying, oh, I want to influence my self-confidence. I want to influence my energy levels, and therefore my performance, my output, my production in my life, and how I'm showing up in my home and in relationships. So let's look at page 6. At the top there, it says high performers or high performance. There's three specific things I just want to highlight. When you study high performers, right, and I love high performance, and here's the reality is anyone can choose to be a high performer. But high performers, if you want to write this for me in your notes, equal usually top earners. So often when someone says, I want to grow my sales, great, let's dial up your performance habits to be in high performance. Now, high performance doesn't mean, gosh, I got to be on all the time, like I'm running a race. But it's definitely like, ooh, I'm nurtured, I'm grounded, I have the right habits that are happening on a regular basis. But let's look at these three that are listed here on page 6. Number 1, high performance have unusual clarity, crystal clear clarity about their purpose, mission, vision, and goals. What's your purpose, my love? Mission, vision, goals. We're going to do a deep, rich dive on that next week. But looking at that already today, like we started planting those seeds right out of the gate this morning, is looking at your intentions for what you want to be creating. Number 2 is high performance have developed powerful success habits and success disciplines, right? We're going to look at those and start some of those today. But as we look at time management, as we look at self-care habits, as we look at relationship skills and leadership skills, that we're going to be developing those success habits or those disciplines that help you with intention. Again, it's like, again, like you're making a great recipe, homemade cinnamon rolls, right? Or pumpkin chocolate chip cookies. I'm making those at some point this week. I bought all the stuff to do that over the weekend. That's one of my favorite things on my joy list is to bake, and I love to bake a lot in the autumn, right? Mm, pumpkin chocolate chip cookies. If you were a neighbor, come on over, right? You see what I'm saying? It's like an ingredient. It's like a recipe where you're adding certain things, those success habits and disciplines to create the outcome that you want. Number 3 is high performers take 100% responsibility for their results and they're action-oriented. Right? There's a whole lot you can't control in this world, right? You definitely can and do control how you show up. You work on your mindset, your thoughts, your behaviors, how you treat others, how you show up in the world. While you can't control others, you can definitely influence, of course, and be responsible for you and the quality of your life. But notice I tuck in there, they're action-oriented. Underline that for me. And again, that key question is, am I willing to take imperfect action to achieve my goals? And the power of imperfect action is, it isn't always about, right, like getting it perfect before you launch. Is if you wait for it to be perfect before you launch anything, you'll never launch. You just won't, right? One of my mentors used to say this, perfect's great, done is better. And that helped me so much move forward. But those are some attributes that we're just highlighting, right, of being conscious of is, yeah, working on my goals and vision, where am I going? Is a great question. Where am I going? Secondly is, am I living certain habits and creating those disciplines on a more regular, consistent basis? And finally, am I taking ownership for my life, my emotions, my reactions, my outcomes, and am I taking action to move myself and my goals forward? Let's go on to page number 7 at the top where I just touched on this briefly, but I want to make sure we highlight this. We're responsible for 3 things. The thoughts we think, the images we see, right? Your mind is a little mental movie, and the power of visualizing and seeing, which we touch on next week when we go into visioning work, but the images you're seeing and the tapes and images you're playing, and finally, number 3, the actions we take. Sometimes the actions we take are we choose no action. That's still an action, right? It's still a decision. But being conscious of that, I love that model that's pointed out on page 7. I just want to highlight it for you. If you've read your introduction as well as principle number 1 in the success principles, if you haven't done that, you'll be doing that this week as part of our getting started assignment, is you'll read about that powerful E plus R equals O, event plus response equals outcome, right? All kinds of events. How we choose to respond definitely influences our outcome. Right? Being conscious of that when we talk about that 3rd thing of high performance about being 100% responsible, those are the things we're responsible for. So let's transition into a couple of habits that will serve and support you, again, to be conscious creators, intentional living. Can you write that for me in your notes? You're going to hear me say that word intention. Maybe we should do that like jelly beans in a jar. How many times is Tiff going to say the word intention in these 8 weeks? Yeah, if one of you wants to track that, great, go for it, right? And we'll have dinner or a treat or something together. I'm just kidding. I'd rather have you focus on the assignments. But I'm going to say the word intention a lot because that is what it's about, is you are a powerful creator to use that power to be intentional with your thoughts, with your habits, with your work, with your social media, with your relationships, with your home, with your parenting, you name it, is you're going to be more intentional. And we're going to talk about one of the things I want for all of you is that you're happier and healthier. Are we on board with that together? Is even though, again, you have different goals coming into this and different varieties are in the participants in this course, but what we have in common is we're saying, I want to be a, the healthier, happier version of myself. Perfect? No. But healthier and happier as a result of being here in this community? Yes, I'm on board for that. Are you all on board for that? I would assume so. Because that's foundationally is you having enough fuel in the tank, right? That you have the energy. It puts you into alignment where you're playing what I call sometimes that memory match game. You remember that game growing up? You may have seen it or your kids had it or you played it or whatnot. But memory was this game where you had like, say, 30 pieces. And 15 of those, right, they were the same image. Meaning that you had like a banana and a banana, two of the same image. And the goal was to match as many of those together to win the game. And so one image was, again, the banana. One image maybe was a balloon. One image was a car. One was a puppy. And that's how you won the game, is you were matching. Well, for same thing for all of you is how you're winning what you want or attracting or manifesting what you want is to be in alignment with the thing that you want. And that will require fuel and energy and self-confidence. Self-confidence is like poker chips, right? I was just in Las Vegas, so here's the analogy. And while I didn't play any poker or blackjack while I was there, the reality of like those poker chips, if you have, the more chips you have, the more confidence you have in playing the game. So similar for yourself, it's like we want to stack you up with feeling like, yes, I've got tools, I've got habits, I've got a self-care toolbox that helps me regularly self-regulate, self-soothe, that helps me build my own fuel. Because see, some of you have time to work on your goals. You don't always have the energy to do that. We've all had the experience of we wrap a work day or get home from the office and we have 3 or 4 hours we could work on our goals. And yet we're just cooked. We're fried. And so we're like, ooh, we might numb out, scroll, watch some Netflix. Nothing wrong with that. But the reality is like, ooh, I have time, but do I have energy? So let's look at these three habits that you're going to begin today that will help serve and support you in the creation of and the living of some of these self-care habits. I'm on page 8. On the top there, it says, my morning ritual. You heard me say this phrase already, but I want to say it here again in case you want to put it on this note page. But the way you start your day shapes your day. You already know that if you start your day with some intention, you start your day with some nourishing activities, you're going to have a different mood. You're going to have a different mindset. You're going to have a different patience bandwidth. You're going to have more fuel in the tank. And when you feel better, you perform better. I mean, that's the essence. And I say your number one sales strategy is to seriously prioritize your self-care. Perfect? No, but committed to it? Yes. We're no more leftovers for yourself. Some of you have been living a leftover life. You're going to prioritize that where it's a main investment into yourself. A morning ritual ideally has three components to it, right? Sometimes my morning ritual only includes two of the three. So the number one leading out is spiritual. What nourishes you? You could write that on this worksheet too. What nourishes me? What nourishes you spiritually? And you can come up with a few things, but what nourishes you spiritually? It's different things to different people. For some of you, that might be prayer or Bible study. For some of you, that might be yoga, gratitude lifting, meditation, reading or listening to something nourishing or positive, some beautiful music. That might be getting outside for a walk. You'll see how some of these cross over. But spiritually, what nourishes you to either your higher power or your higher purpose or both? Number two, part of the morning ritual is your mindset work, that we nourish your mindset, the power of possibility. Again, that might be reading a good book, meditation, doing some goal setting or planning, some visualization, right? But working on that mindset. For me, I love to listen to a good podcast or an Audible book, often when I'm doing my hair, my makeup, getting ready for the day, you know, or reading or, again, reviewing something. Number three is physical, right? Moving the body, moving it, stretching it, but investing in the physical. For some of you, might that say, that might be taking your supplements first thing in the morning or morning tea or going for a walk or a run or getting on your Peloton bike or whatever that might look like for you, but investing in that physical body. Now, some mornings, truthfully, when I say I don't always do all three, some days I literally have 5 to 10 minutes that I call the sacred 10. you'll write that for me in your notes. I realize some of you are going to have 30 and 40 and 50 or a full hour to dedicate to this. For some of you, you might be saying, Tiff, I'm already feeling so stretched. I have young kids, or I have full life, or I'm working a full-time job while I'm trying to build this side hustle. I get it, but you may only be saying, you know what, I don't have right now to try to put a full hour. I care more about the habit than the time. So I get it. You might say, hey, I'm going to go commit to the first 10 minutes of my day to do some devotional time, some reading, some prayer, maybe read or put something positive, and maybe later in the day at my lunch break I'll go for a walk. It may not happen right out of the gate. I get that, right? Totally get that. That was similar for me today where it's like spiritual and mindset first thing, and then was doing a few work things, and then went for a walk, run a little bit later, right? But it's just choosing in to say, okay, but for some of you, you're like, I need to move my body first thing. Before I try to read, meditate, gather my thoughts, I'm going to do that. But that's the morning rituals that you're going to start your day with intention. Too many of you, in the past, present, we've all been guilty of this. We start our day with our technology. And the minute you're on your technology, you're on the agenda of someone else. And I just invite you that you're worth it to invest in, that you say, you know what, I'm going to start my day with me. I'm going to nourish me. And you get to decide what nourishes you. That's why this is all open and blank. You get to create it. You're the architect. But the intention in one of your accountability assignments is that you start your day with a morning ritual. Now, all of you already know this is a power habit. You already know that it makes you feel better. I'm asking you to decide to live it on a regular basis, right? 7 days a week, right? So you're saying, okay, yeah. And again, I get it. Some mornings it's only going to be 5-10 minutes. And some days you're going to have more rich time to go deeper or do other parts of it throughout the day. But I am asking that at least the first 10 minutes of your day is in some form of nourishment of you, body, mind, heart, and spirit. Some form of that, that you start your day more with a full cup than immediately on the agenda of someone else. Okay, so that's habit number one that we begin this week together. Habit number two is the power of the mirror work. It's one of the most potent exercises I know how to introduce you to help you shift deep, lasting self-confidence and esteem. It's one of the ways that you're going to shed years of judgment or harshness or guilt, or one of the ways, again, that you just expand into more love and more light is by doing this personal habit. I learned this from Jack Canfield. I've seen Louise Hay teach it. I've seen other people teach this, but the mirror exercise. Now, when you do this, it's up to you. If you want to do it in the evening, great. If you want to do it in the morning, great. If you want to do it in your bathroom, that's fine, or some people use their rearview mirror. But it's called a mirror exercise, so you'll need a mirror where you make eye contact with yourself. Now, eye contact is a form of intimacy. I mean, some of you, that's how you're with your partner or your person, is you're seeing their eye contact, and you're in the space of like, ooh, we have a connection. Well, I'm asking you to create a deeper connection with you, right? Your relationship with yourself sets the tone for every other relationship that you have. And while we love great relationship in our lives, the power of having great relationship with you, it needs to be nourished as well. So a mirror exercise, I'm going to ask that you do this for 30 days in a row. If you don't want to do it after 30 days, that's fine. That's 30 days in a row. So if you get 12 days in and you forget to do it or don't do it, I'm going to ask that you start over. You have 30 days solid in a row of doing this habit. Now, you might need to remind yourself, put a reminder on your phone or a post-it note on your mirror, something like that. But two, number one, a mirror exercise is you make eye contact with yourself. The first part of this, number one, is you acknowledge your wins and your victories for the day, right? You might say, hey, I'm really proud of you for doing Success Academy, or that you ate a healthy lunch or drank water. I'm really proud of you for, you know, saying I'm sorry, right? You know, I'm sorry that you cleaned that up with your child or that interaction. I'm proud of you for standing here and trying something new or whatever it might be. But you acknowledge your wins and your victories for the day. Number two, you're going to verbalize, is again, you're still making this eye contact, a few core affirmations. An affirmation is simply, in my opinion, a chosen belief. It's your firming up, affirmation. You're firming up what you choose to believe about you, about life, about outcomes. Now, I'm going to give you five core main universal ones, and then you're welcome to add any additional ones that you want. If you want to print these off and put these on your bathroom mirror, sometimes people will take a whiteboard marker and write them on their mirror. Some of the times people have sent me showing me their kids doing it, and then I cry, right, because their kids are saying some powerful things to themselves, and then it's like you're passing down that legacy. But as you make eye contact with yourself, you state the following things. Eye contact with yourself, you say, I am enough. You can also say, you are enough. I am enough. I am worthy and deserving. I forgive you. If that feels too strong, I am learning to forgive you. I trust you, or I'm learning to trust you. And number five, I allow myself to receive. And you can see why there's some intimacy there. And you can see, like, whatever emotional reaction you have while doing this, totally normal. If you have no reaction, also totally normal. Some of you might giggle or laugh. Some of you might cry. Some of you might feel joy and happiness. All kinds of emotions that might come up. But for some of you, again, you're going to be shedding and releasing and letting go and claiming and allowing and moving forward. Do you want to add any other additional affirmations like, I see you, I believe in you, I'm proud of you, I've got your back, you're a diamond, you're an emerald, you're a sexy beast, right? I mean, you name it. I am one hot-looking, you know, sexy lion or lioness or whatever you want to add there. Have your own back is the point, right? But we're affirming up some of those core beliefs that you are enough, worthy and deserving. I also love, for me, I often add in there is life is working in my favor. God or universe has my back, right? I am healthy. I am safe. Everything is flowing to me in perfect timing, right? Any of those affirmations, anything else you want to add, feel free to. And then finally, as you finish this mirror exercise, eye to eye with yourself, I love you. Now, this might take you 30 seconds. It's important. It's not about time. It might take 30 seconds. You might be there for 3 minutes. Entirely up to you. But that begins today. You start that today. And again, for the next 30 days, if you choose to be in an accountability partnership, I'm asking that these three habits, the third one we're going to touch on next, that you ask each other about that. How's your morning ritual coming along? How's your mirror work? Are you doing that? Right? Not as a way that you're getting after each other, but it's just support. And finally, the third habit we're going to work on is the power of your own joy and filling your own cup with joy. Right? All of you deserve to be happy. But deserving and choosing are two different things. So it's a choice, but you already deserve to be happy, but I'm asking you to choose into that and the power of having your own joy. There's a great book called The Happiness Advantage by Sean Acor, and in his material, he would teach at Harvard. I don't know if he's still at Harvard, but he taught this course for years, and apparently it was the most attended class on campus on studying happiness. I mean, he's written and published a book, and there's legit research around what helps people be happy. And why happiness is it gives you an advantage. But the happier you are, that energy, it's contagious, it's magnetic. You being the happier, healthier version of yourself is an investment in everyone you do life with. It's an investment in your business growth. Because, again, everything being energy is to be more sexy, magnetic. And I don't mean sexy in the ways the world might try to gloss that up, but I mean energetically rich. Are you energetically rich? Some of you are really depleted right now, and that's why you're here. And some of you are like, no, I'm in a pretty good spot. Awesome. We're going to simply keep expanding that. But it's choosing into that for yourself is we're going to fill up your own joy. What brings you joy? And that you're going to give yourself this. Many years ago, one of my very first life coaches said, Tiff, I want you to create a happy list. I just call it a joy list, but the same concept. And truthfully, loves, when I got started, I had like 4 things on the list. I wasn't as tuned into that. I think there was like travel and shopping and fresh flowers and maybe a movie or something like that. I mean, truly, it was like, okay. And those things would still be on my list today, but it's expanded so much more from the small, simple things. Some things cost money, some things don't. So on page 10, you're going to work on this assignment this week to develop your own joy list. And then your assignment beginning this week and beyond is to deposit that in that joy on a weekly basis. Now, ideally, I would love for you to do something every day that brings you some joy. But at least once a week, you're going to do at least an hour invested into your own joy. Right? Now, that might be getting a manicure. We put that on the cost money list. That might be taking a hot soak. We put that on the free list. Watching a sunrise. Baking your favorite treats, those pumpkin chocolate chip cookies. Right? To travel, to shopping, to movies, to reading, to gardening, to woodworking, to painting, to time with friends or grandchildren or whatever it might be. But on page 10, you can see at the top, it says my joy list. The left-hand column says cost money. These are things that cost money. right hand column says free or don't cost money, or you already have the supplies, like maybe, you know, again, doing hot soak with some Epsom salts or oils or things like that. But coming up with things that bring you joy. It's truly, I know it might sound interesting to you, but it truly is one of the ways that you help yourself attract better relationships, more clients, more sales, more opportunity, is that energetically, I want you energetically rich. I don't need to know where your finances are right now. And I know that for all of you, I assume at some level, you're like, yeah, I'd like to see my finances improve or get better or significantly grow or increase my sales. My income is one of your goals while you're here. Love it. Claim it. Own that. But your energy leads before the external, right? All things are created twice, Stephen Covey teaches. First mentally or spiritually, and second physically. There's always two creations happening. So we're going to work on the energy side of your life and establishing these habits as we get started this week. So again, we begin this week and we carry them through the following 8 weeks. Don't ask you're perfect, but committed to a morning ritual, to your mirror work for at least 30 days, and your joy list. And that you're nourishing things off your joy list on a regular basis that will help serve and help support you. My loves, welcome to Success Academy. Welcome to this new season of your life. I'm so excited to be on this journey with you. You're worthy and deserving. You are the vessel that's leading your life. You're your number one asset, and you're worth the time, the energy, the dollars to invest in. I'm so proud of you for being here because you put yourself intentionally in an environment that will nourish you, support you, and help you grow in the positive. Oh my goodness, I can't wait to see what transitions for you this week, this month, and this season of your life. Again, follow up on some of those assignments, get your books, the Success Principles, the Big Leap. You also want a journal or a notebook dedicated to your assignments, print off your workbook if you haven't done that. Say yes to an accountability partner by emailing Heather at Tiffany Speaks. Join the Facebook group. And plan to join me Wednesday for our first kickoff live coaching Q&A session. We'll be back here at the same time and place. Again, you'll get an email that morning with the webcast and the info to connect in. You'll also receive the info for our Zoom that same morning on Thursday the 7th. By all means, of course, plug into that. And this afternoon, or by this afternoon, you'll see your assignment in your inbox that will support you with these assignments as well as your login for the recording. I'm so looking forward to taking this journey with you. If I can serve or support you in any additional way, feel free to share it in our Facebook group or reach out to me. Happy to serve and support you. Amazing things are in store for you, my loves, in this new season, and I'm so excited to take the journey with you. I'll see y'all soon.